You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined, as always, by Jason Beck, and we are looking back at the first half of the Tiger season and looking ahead to the second half, and a big key to both of those things is Miguel Cabrera, who, of course, is out for about 6 weeks with a calf injury, his first career trip to the disabled list. Huge blow, Beck. This club was hovering around 500 as it is. Now you remove Miggy's bat from the lineup. What is it going to take to kind of hold down the fort and, for the next 40 games or so?
Well, it's hard to count on one guy to be able to make up for that type of loss. I think it's going to take a few things. I think first and foremost, they're going to have some, you know, continued production at J.D. Martinez. I don't know if he's going to stay really as hot as he's been for the last couple weeks, but if he could for as long as possible, that'd be, you know, a huge dent in the gap that they've lost with Cabrera out. It would help balance out the lineup, certainly. Beyond that, they're going to have to pitch better. It's hard to be able to count on this offense to produce the type of runs they have and hit as well as they have without Cabrera. But the fact that the pitching staff, I think they led the American League in runs allowed in June or summer, something like that. That couldn't have continued regardless, but now I think every extra run they give up becomes that much tougher for them to be able to make up for. And beyond that, they're going to have to get a more balanced lineup and a more balanced offensive attack. And I think we saw some signs of that this weekend against Toronto. Now, granted, the Blue Jays pitching staff hasn't pitched all that well, but you saw Ian Kinsler come alive. You saw, the top of the order with Kinsler and Cespedes being able to serve as table setters. It would have been great if Cabrera had been batting third, but it created RBI opportunities for Victor Martinez, at least, and made it easier for him to be able to drive in some runs without necessarily hitting for a ton of power. And right. They're getting a little bit of offense there from the bottom half, and they benefited from Alex Avila coming back.
Yeah, Victor coming back off the DL a couple weeks back, he's a big story for the first half. He's a big reason the offense wasn't as consistent as hoped. Now that he's been back a couple weeks, your thoughts on him from the left-hand side in particular and how he's looked and his readiness to help lead the charge there in the second half?
I think he's looked effective. I don't know if he has the power that people might have expected, but I think that was going to be a question anyways, just because last year was such an outlier for his career numbers. Even if he'd been perfectly healthy, I don't know if we would have counted on him to be that slugger. I think what you count on him to do is come through an RBI situation to be able to hit for a high average. And so far, since he's come back from the DL, he's done that. And he's been able to get clutch hits. He really saved them against the White Sox last weekend. He's giving them a presence that they have to still respect, even with Miguel Cabrera not in there. He's kind of taken that leadership role again where, it feels like a more complete team, even if Cabrera is out. I think Victor is that important, I guess, to the heart and the mindset of this ball club.
As we look ahead here, Beck, you mentioned the pitching. They have to pitch better. They have to pitch more consistently. And, Verlander has had some – he's been knocked around a little bit since his return from the DL. David Price has been terrific. Alfredo Simon has been terrific on measure, a little more – struggled here a little more lately before the break. But just in general, your thoughts on that rotation and the possibility of them doing something to upgrade it between now and July 31st?
I think they can live with less than quality outings. I think what really hamstrings them, especially now with the bullpen the way it is when the starters can't pitch deep into games. Guys getting knocked down the third or fourth innings, they can't afford that right now because what it does is it forces them to use guys who they would prefer to use in later inning situations in longer roles. You know, Alex Wilson came up to fill that long relief spot. He's now basically a setup guy with Jabba Chamberlain gone, but he's still one of the few guys who you can stretch out to 40 or 50 pitches in an outing. If you've got to use him in that role, that's one fewer opportunity for you to give him to protect the lead in seventh inning. Same goes for Blaine Hardy, and that's even more of a premium now because with Tom Gorzolani gone, he's the primary left-hander. It's him and Ian Kroll right now. So when you look at a bullpen that doesn't have any set roles aside from closer Joaquin Soria, the more guys you need to fill innings because the starters can't even get you into the sixth, I think the more and more questionable that bullpen becomes and the more you wonder how they can keep it going. And I think just getting six innings of four-run ball from some of these guys would be big. You know, it's not ideal, you know, especially without Miguel Cabrera to plug them back into it. But right now, they've got to get innings. And it's been too inconsistent for them as far as deep starts followed by third-inning exits. No, really, almost all around, with the exception of Price and Sanchez lately.
Beck, is there any scenario where the Tigers are sellers at the deadline with Price and with Cespedes nearing free agency? I mean, this franchise has been nothing but aggressive and go for it, and I'd imagine that's the mentality as of today for sure. But do you think in your mind there would be any chance that things would take that bad of a turn for the worse?
I think they would absolutely have to go in the tank in July for that to happen. I think if they're anywhere within earshot of the division or wild card races. Yeah, with a lot of franchises, the way things are trending, I think it would be, you know, fair speculation, and I think you'd really keep an eye on it. But this team was built under the ownership mandate to win now.
Yeah.
And the idea of reloading and coming back at it in 2 years, that doesn't work for Mike Ilitch.
Right.
We don't know what his situation is going to be in 2 years. I think, you know, especially when you add in the fact that Dombrowski's in the last contract, you know, I think everything points to them giving every shot to win right now and then sorting out everything later. You know, if anything, I'd almost be surprised if they didn't, you know, go all in and buy under the idea that they can try to sign some of the guys they acquire long-term, give them a taste of Detroit, and it, you know, try to at least salvage something next year to keep everything from going into a serious question.
Yeah. How is the combination of – listen, they've been playing below 500 for 2 months now, and you combine that with the Cabrera injury. How do you compare this clubhouse, I guess, this mindset compared to previous years? Is there any more frustration there? I mean, they've been in third place for a while, or is there still the general expectation that, you know, this club is a first place kind of club and it's going to become that?
Frustrations to last year. I think in that sense, this team might miss Torii Hunter, you know, not just on the field, but off the field with his presence in the clubhouse and his ability to keep guys loose and relaxed yet focused. There's not really that type of guy in that clubhouse right now. They really have to find it within themselves. Victor is more of an intense leader. You know that. You watched him for 2 years. Torii was kind of counterbalanced there. They don't have that counterbalance right now. But I think there is some frustration there. I think it's been tempered a little bit with their performance of late. And I think there's still, you know, still some pretty good level of confidence right now that, you know, from these guys that it's still relatively early and they can get back in it. What you hear in the wake of Miguel Cabrera's injury kind of varies depending on who you talk to. Some guys say that, you know, it's going to take a team effort to make up the gap, that it's doable. Other guys, I think Alex Avila might have put it best, which you just say that you try to keep your head above water until you get him back, and then count on a late season surge once you do get him, hopefully fully healthy, and then be able to benefit from that.
All right, it'll be interesting to see if the Tigers can make a run in the second half and then reclaim their top spot in the Central. Jason Beck is all over it for MLB.com. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.